2NRS Local News.
Good morning, this is Ella Carter with your 2NRS Local News update. Climate Change and Energy Minister Chris Bowen announced the establishment of the Illawarra Wind Zone, which is 20 kilometres offshore. It will be years before any wind turbines are off our coast, but the announcement on the Illawarra Mercury website has prompted hundreds of comments from local residents. A poll by the Mercury shows that 54% of readers think that the wind zone is a bad idea. A crowd gathered at Sandon Point as adrenaline-seeking surfers braved treacherous swells driven by a Tasman low. The Bureau of Meteorology had warned of hazardous conditions from the Hunter to the far south coast, with waves over 5 metres high expected to cause significant erosion on south-facing beaches until early Tuesday. Surfers reacted to the news by making a mad dash to the Illawarra's favourite surf breaks. Wollongong-born MasterChef Australia hopeful Gillian Dinh is out of the competition. Dinh made it to the final 10 out of 22 contestants, but a nail-biting round on Sunday night ended in her elimination from season 16. She now works in the kitchen at K-Malu, a local Wollongong restaurant, where she hopes to gain more knowledge and experience. In local sports, the St. George Illawarra Dragons' pursuit of three consecutive wins was thwarted by a 30-14 defeat by the Manly Sea Eagles on Sunday. Dragons coach Shane Flanagan reflects on the game that got away.
Yeah, it could have gone either way at one point. Yeah, we'll just have to lick our wounds and start again.
The Sea Eagles meet with the Rabbitohs at a Coors Stadium for a Saturday night showdown, while the Dragons enjoy a bye before facing the Dolphins in round 17. In weather, your top temperatures today, 16 in Wollongong, 15 in Kiama and 15 in Shell Harbour. It's currently 12 degrees in Wollongong, partly cloudy with chances of showers. I'm Ella Carter and you're up to date with the local news. You're listening to Breakfast with Grace and Keeley on 2NRS. 2NRS Local News. Good morning, this is Ella Carter with your 2NRS Local News update. A Corrimal resident has lost her house and cat in a ferocious blaze believed to have been caused by material near a heater. Fire crews raced to the scene to find a single-level weatherboard home occupied by a woman in her 50s. Fire and Rescue New South Wales Duty Commander Andrew Barber said there were initial fears the resident was inside the burning building. The case has handed over to police for further investigation. Energy and Climate Change Minister Chris Bowen has declined to guarantee a local steel content quota for offshore wind turbines proposed for the Illawarra. That's not good enough for South Coast Labor Council Secretary Arthur Warris, who said the government should mandate local content at the earliest opportunity. Cunningham MP Alison Burns has also called for the highest local content provisions in her submission on the draft offshore wind zone. The iconic Ocean Beach Hotel in Shell Harbour has changed hands for an undisclosed amount. Operated by the Dennis family for more than two decades, the Ferris Group have now taken the keys to the oceanfront watering hole. Ferris Group director Chris Ferris said the new owners were not holding back when it came to updating the site and have planned significant multi-million dollar renovations to transform the venue into a premier destination. In weather, your top temperatures today, 16 degrees in Wollongong, 15 in Kiama and 15 in Shell Harbour. It's currently 13 degrees in Wollongong, partly cloudy with chances of showers. I'm Ella Carter and you're up to date with the local news. You're listening to Breakfast with Grace and Keeley on 2NRS.